Вариант 22. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi, this is Jake. I'm calling to tell you about my student life, which I sank myself in. After missing a term, I spend most of my time at university studying hard as I want to catch up with the others. I'm really enjoying my course of chemistry. To tell you the truth, it has always been my cup of tea. I've joined the university sports club and play for the university volleyball team. We've already competed with the team of another university, but were unlucky and lost the game. I'm so busy that I have no time to visit you.
Text B.
Hi, this is Lillian. I'm calling to tell you that now I'm in Mexico City. I spent only a week here, but I've already fallen in love with this bustling city. It was built in the center of the country on the site of an Aztec city. It's special because it's one of the highest cities in the world. It also suffers from the risk of earthquakes. The last severe earthquake was in 1989. It's a city of contrasts. Skyscrapers are next to the Spanish colonial buildings. There are parks and squares throughout hundreds of neighborhoods in which local and European traditions mix with contemporary culture.
Text C.
Hello, can you help me?
I'll do my best. What's the matter?
I've just finished my shopping in the large supermarket round the corner. When I was going to pay for my purchase, I found out that my wallet had disappeared.
How did they let you come here to the police station without paying the money?
I was lucky to have some cash in my eyeglasses case.
Maybe you'll find your wallet at home.
I wish it were there.
Text D.
The water today is a bit chilly, isn't it?
Right, but maybe it'll be warmer by 10 o'clock.
Why are you so sure about it?
I've been swimming in this bay for 10 years since we moved here. By the way, it's the most convenient place in 30 miles. The water isn't deep and the bottom is sandy.
And the rocks cover everywhere and everything from the wind.
That's right.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi, this is Jake. I'm calling to tell you about my student life, which I sank myself in. After missing a term, I spend most of my time at university studying hard as I want to catch up with the others. I'm really enjoying my course of chemistry. To tell you the truth, it has always been my cup of tea. I've joined the university sports club and play for the university volleyball team. We've already competed with the team of another university, but were unlucky and lost the game. I'm so busy that I have no time to visit you.
Text B.
Hi, this is Lillian. I'm calling to tell you that now I'm in Mexico City. I spent only a week here, but I've already fallen in love with this bustling city. It was built in the center of the country on the site of an Aztec city. It's special because it's one of the highest cities in the world. It also suffers from the risk of earthquakes. The last severe earthquake was in 1989. It's a city of contrasts. Skyscrapers are next to the Spanish colonial buildings. There are parks and squares throughout hundreds of neighborhoods in which local and European traditions mix with contemporary culture.
Text C.
Hello, can you help me?
I'll do my best. What's the matter?
I've just finished my shopping in the large supermarket round the corner. When I was going to pay for my purchase, I found out that my wallet had disappeared.
How did they let you come here to the police station without paying the money?
I was lucky to have some cash in my eyeglasses case.
Maybe you'll find your wallet at home.
I wish it were there.
Text D.
The water today is a bit chilly, isn't it?
Right, but maybe it'll be warmer by 10 o'clock.
Why are you so sure about it?
I've been swimming in this bay for 10 years since we moved here. By the way, it's the most convenient place in 30 miles. The water isn't deep and the bottom is sandy.
And the rocks cover everywhere and everything from the wind.
That's right.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge of different holidays. Now we would like to present what they say to you.
Speaker A.
The New Year holiday is very popular, especially with children. In every house there is a fir tree, which is often called Christmas tree. The presents are supposed to be sent by Father Frost, Santa Claus, and his helper, Snow Maiden. All relatives usually gather together to see the New Year in. Sitting around a festive table, they address New Year's greetings and good wishes to each other, and they raise their wine glasses filled with sparkling champagne.
Speaker B.
The Russian Christmas is celebrated on the 7th of January. The holiday is connected with the wonderful birth of Jesus Christ, as it is described in the Holy Bible. On that day, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. Wise men from the East came to worship him. They gave the child presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's why people nowadays try to please their relatives and friends, giving Christmas presents to them.
Speaker C. This is the day of paying tribute to women. On the 8th of March, men give women flowers and presents. They try as much as they can to do all the domestic work about the house and in the kitchen. In some countries, this day is called Mother's Day and is celebrated in spring. Speaker D.
Easter is held on the first Sunday after the date of the first full moon that occurs on or after March 21st. The Holy Bible describes Jesus Christ's resurrection. It says that there was a great earthquake. The angel descended and rolled back the stone from the door of the tomb and sat on it. And he said that Jesus Christ was not there, for he had risen. Nowadays, people greet each other on the Easter day by the words, "Christ is risen." And the answer is, "He is risen indeed."
Speaker E.
Eumorina is April Fool's Day. It takes place on the 1st of April. On this day, you can meet someone who will try to pull your leg. Even if he fools you, you aren't showing signs of bad temper. Otherwise, people will suspect you of the worst possible sin, a lack of humor.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their knowledge of different holidays. Now we would like to present what they say to you.
Speaker A.
The New Year holiday is very popular, especially with children. In every house there is a fir tree, which is often called Christmas tree. The presents are supposed to be sent by Father Frost, Santa Claus, and his helper, Snow Maiden. All relatives usually gather together to see the New Year in. Sitting around a festive table, they address New Year's greetings and good wishes to each other, and they raise their wine glasses filled with sparkling champagne.
Speaker B.
The Russian Christmas is celebrated on the 7th of January. The holiday is connected with the wonderful birth of Jesus Christ, as it is described in the Holy Bible. On that day, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. Wise men from the east came to worship him. They gave the child presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's why people nowadays try to please their relatives and friends, giving Christmas presents to them.
Speaker C. This is the day of paying tribute to women. On the 8th of March, men give women flowers and presents. They try as much as they can to do all the domestic work about the house and in the kitchen. In some countries, this day is called Mother's Day and is celebrated in spring. Speaker D.
Easter is held on the first Sunday after the date of the first full moon that occurs on or after March 21st. The Holy Bible describes Jesus Christ's resurrection. It says that there was a great earthquake. The angel descended and rolled back the stone from the door of the tomb and sat on it. And he said that Jesus Christ was not there, for he had risen. Nowadays, people greet each other on the Easter day by the words, "Christ is risen." And the answer is, "He is risen indeed."
Speaker E.
Eumorina is April Fool's Day. It takes place on the 1st of April. On this day, you can meet someone who will try to pull your leg. Even if he fools you, you aren't showing signs of bad temper. Otherwise, people will suspect you of the worst possible sin, a lack of humor.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, my name is Oliver Jackson. I'm 15 years old. I was born in Germany of an English father and a Spanish mother.
What is your mother tongue then?
I speak English, the language of my father.
What second language are you learning?
People in my country come from every corner of the world, but according to the statistics, Spanish is the second most popular language. Wherever I go, I can hear Spanish speech. I'm learning to speak Spanish.
It's a widespread opinion that people choose Spanish because it's easy to learn. Have you chosen it for the same reason?
Well, to tell the truth, it's one of the reasons, but I'm also keen on Spanish culture. And besides, it's interesting for me to find out things about my mother's Spanish roots. By the way, I don't need any teachers. She's the best one. Her speech is like music for me.
How long have you been learning Spanish?
Since I was 10 years old. When I was a baby, I started mixing up words from different languages. My parents couldn't understand my speech and decided to talk to me in one language. It was English.
Very interesting indeed. Why do you think more and more people are becoming polyglots?
There are many purposes. Some learn to travel, some learn to read books in the original. There are those who learn a second language just for fun. Adults have to do business in many languages. I'm, for example, on an exchange program. My flight to Madrid is on the 28th of March. On the 30th of March, I hope to pass my exam and join the advanced group.
Thank you for the interview. I wish you luck. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. Tell me about yourself.
Okay, my name is Oliver Jackson. I'm 15 years old. I was born in Germany of an English father and a Spanish mother.
What is your mother tongue then?
I speak English, the language of my father.
What second language are you learning?
People in my country come from every corner of the world, but according to the statistics, Spanish is the second most popular language. Wherever I go, I can hear Spanish speech. I'm learning to speak Spanish.
It's a widespread opinion that people choose Spanish because it's easy to learn. Have you chosen it for the same reason?
Well, to tell the truth, it's one of the reasons, but I'm also keen on Spanish culture. And besides, it's interesting for me to find out things about my mother's Spanish roots. By the way, I don't need any teachers. She's the best one. Her speech is like music for me.
How long have you been learning Spanish?
Since I was 10 years old. When I was a baby, I started mixing up words from different languages. My parents couldn't understand my speech and decided to talk to me in one language. It was English.
Very interesting indeed. Why do you think more and more people are becoming polyglots?
There are many purposes. Some learn to travel, some learn to read books in the original. There are those who learn a second language just for fun. Adults have to do business in many languages. I'm, for example, on an exchange program. My flight to Madrid is on the 28th of March. On the 30th of March, I hope to pass my exam and join the advanced group.
Thank you for the interview. I wish you luck. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведённое на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the Fun Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about the ways of spending holidays. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give us your name. So let's get started. What's your favorite season? Where do you usually spend your summer holidays? Explain why. How often do you and your family travel? Do you like or dislike traveling? Why? How do you think traveling can influence your life and studies? What place in your country would you like to visit again and again? Why? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.